welcome you to feel and heal the past. Just practice opening up to whatever your past has to say to you. Notice any sensations reminding you of the past. Notice any thoughts in your mind telling stories of the past. Feel the feelings of the past that are waiting to move through your heart, all the way through your heart. And notice how spiritually you are completely present. There is no past spiritually, only presence. And we are spiritual in our bodies. There is spirit in our minds, and our hearts are filled with spirit too. But if you think of the forms of body, mind, and heart, they're made up of the past. We are each spiritual beings inhabiting a body. And this body has been alive for so many years. And even though all of the cells are renewed over time, the body as a whole is built on the past. So we can befriend the past. We can learn to feel supported by the past. Our personal stories have gotten us each here to this moment. And that history, that personal history, is to be honored. Our minds know things and know how to do things because we have learned them in the past. We can probably each do a math problem quicker than we could when we were younger, when we were first learning addition, subtraction, multiplication, division, fractions, all of it. But once we know those things, the mind can use those mathematical rules quicker and easier. But that is knowledge that's based on past experience, so we get to be thankful for the past. And learn what to keep and what to release. The emotions of our heart are always meant to be felt. That is all they want. And when we have emotions from the past that haven't been felt through all the way, they keep knocking on our inner doors, so to speak, saying, feel me, feel me. It's perfectly fine and safe to feel our feelings all the way through. They're just feelings, and they are important. Our hearts gain more and more knowledge of feelings, of different kinds of feelings, by feeling through all the emotions that are presented to us. It's okay to feel jealousy and rage and fury and sadness and grief and joy and levity and buoyancy and happiness. It's all okay to feel. The key to feeling and healing the past is witnessing, noticing, allowing it all to pass through, the sensations, the stories, the emotions, so we can consciously settle into this present moment and clearly attend to what is happening now, even when it reminds us of the past. The more and more we can clearly act in the present moment, the more effective we are, the more satisfaction there is, and the more embodied presence we enjoy. Embodied presence meaning conscious of the presence we embody. Aware of awareness itself in the body, mind, heart, and spirit. If we don't address the past, there can be a backlog or a weight or difficulty staying present. So the inquiry becomes, what do we each want? We might all be after different things, and that's fine. If any of us want to be more present now, enjoy our innate spirituality now, it is very wise to allow the past to move through. Be witnessed, felt, released. And the parts that we want to build upon, like the healthy cells in our body, or the healthy functions in our mind, or just the emotional knowledge of the vast feelings we can feel in our heart, we can enjoy all of that for as long as it's useful. But anything that's weighing us down can be let go of, can be released, can be honored. And the strengths from those difficult moments that we probably all have, those strengths can be cherished. We all lived through that, whatever that was, for any of us. the relationship or childhood or illness or anything. We lived through it. And that's beautiful and honorable. It's okay to feel the past moving through. It's okay to heal and let the past go and become more and more present now. And it's okay to notice how this is in our bodies, in our minds, in our hearts, and in our spirits. I encourage you to practice noticing and releasing the past now. Just see how it is for you. See how you are with noticing and witnessing whatever is speaking to you from the inside. Listen. Really listen. It's okay to get to know yourself here. What's really important to you? Maybe what is important to you has changed over time. Maybe it stayed the same. The parts of our past we want to hang on to. Give us information about where we're choosing to put our attention. So just be sure you're putting your attention where you have value. Because everything else can be let go of. And for as long as something is important to you, it's okay to attend to it, to gain the lessons from it, to let that moment in time be a teacher for you until you're done. And then you can honor the lessons and let the rest go. You can free yourself of the past in this way, honoring and letting go, noticing, cherishing, and releasing, resting in the present moment more and more deeply with more conscious awareness of consciousness itself, just as it is, just as you are.